Hey, gorgeous! Welcome or welcome back to a short erotic sex story written and told by Lala's Bedtime Tales. I'm dropping in to have a quick chat with you before jumping into this week's oh-so-sexy episode. If you haven't already, please show me, your favorite erotic storytelling podcaster and erotica writer, some love by giving this podcast a 5-star rating and review. It's crucial that you review the podcast because, as an erotic writer and storyteller, I am always interested in feedback and knowing your thoughts on the stories I share with you all. Also, it allows other erotica lovers and smut sluts like me and you to find Lala's Bedtime Tales erotic stories wherever they enjoy listening to podcasts. Do you want to help support this amazing erotic storytelling podcast? Do you love Lala's Bedtime Tales but want more content, especially exclusive content? Then join Lala's Bedtime Tales exclusive Patreon community. Join the Baby Girl exclusive access tier for as low as $5 a month and receive a ton of exclusive content like episode soundtracks and playlists, early access and ad-free podcast episodes, behind the scenes of my writing process, a shout out on the podcast, voting rights of what stories deserve a continuation, video tellings of your favorite stories, or a first look at my new work. And that's just a few of the perks I'm offering. There are so many more. I have varying tiers that offer something for all of my favorite people. So, if you want more of Lala, you enjoy smutty, erotic content and all things sexy, then check out the show notes to join my Patreon. Also, I've been insanely busy this month because I've been showing my YouTube channel some tender love and care. So, if you want spicy book reviews and recommendations, love and sex advice and sex education from industry experts, and you want wild and crazy things that are happening in this world that could be impacting your love, relationships, and sex life, then subscribe to Lala's Bedtime Tales YouTube channel. If you want to get to know more of Lala and learn more about all things love and sex, then be sure to subscribe. Watch, like, and talk to me in the comments of the videos on my YouTube channel. You can find the link in the episode show notes. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you'll be alerted whenever there's a new sexy audio erotic tale for your listening pleasure. Keep listening because the latest story is so fucking hot and oh so sexy that you'll need your BOB charged and ready to go. Enjoy. It's time for Lala's Bedtime Tales. Grab your wine, dim the lights, and get ready to listen to an oh so sexy bedtime story. I'm Lala, and I want to tell you an erotic story guaranteed to turn you on and get you hot and bothered. So, listen up. Hi there, besties. I've missed you so much. Have you ever had a hookup that you may have loved the way they fucked you, but you didn't really see the relationship going any further than a good time in bed? Then you'll definitely be able to relate to this week's character, Constance Townsend. Will Constance be able to keep the lines from blurring between a hot hookup and a serious relationship? Or will feelings get hurt and will friendships be put on the line? Listen up to find out if there's really such a thing as a true friends with benefits with no feelings getting involved. I tightly gripped the edge of the cheap white laminate counter in the Sizzle Bar's bathroom, I feel a zing of pleasure zip through my body, causing my clitoris to throb when Malik's fingers grace the underside of my breast. He lets out a hoarse laugh and his fingers are greeted by my achingly tight nipples, standing to attention, wanting more of his touch. A needy whimper falls from my lips as he rolls and pinches the erect buds between his fingers. The delicious pleasure of his actions cause my nipples to grow more sensitive and elongated from his skillful touch. The feeling of his big, hard erection pressing against my ass cheeks, coupled with the nipple play, caused my pussy to drip wet with arousal and coat my inner thighs. Malik palms my left tit, giving it a hard squeeze, while his right hand travels down my stomach and into the waistband of my Lululemon high-rise yoga pants. I let out a loud, throaty moan of pleasure as his hand slips into my sopping, wet pussy with ease. I gasp in shock as the way he scissors his fingers through my slick folds, teasing my clitoris. Damn, my girl is so wet, just the way I like it. Your pussy is so needy for my touch, baby girl. Malik teases his hot breath against my ear. My girl. Ugh. I shudder at the way he says those two words because I am no one's damn girl. But my body craved his touch and desperately needed sexual release. Malik shoves two fingers into me and slowly thrusts them in and out, stroking that oh, so sweet spot that makes me get so enraptured with ecstasy, I forget the English language. His fingers pluck my nipples in a rhythmic tempo, in tandem with the thrusting of his fingers in my wet, wet pussy. He buries his face in the crook of my neck, sucking and nipping until I am ready to detonate, like an atomic bomb from all the pleasure coursing through my veins. Malik lets go of me, leaving me in a euphoric limbo of sorts as he quickly tucks down his joggers, freeing his big, thick, erect dick. I let out an impatient groan as I watched a gold condom wrapper flutter to the floor from my peripheral. My core impatiently clenches around its emptiness as my clitoris pulsates like a second heartbeat, eagerly awaiting him to fill my pussy. Thank God I'd been faithfully attending Pilates classes. Otherwise, there's no way I would have been able to plant my foot on the bathroom counter off the ground from where Malik lifted it. I tried to focus on my hunger for his dick and not think of all the dirt and grime of the dirty-ass public restroom. Malik grabbed me roughly by the nape of my neck, practically bending me in half, causing me to grip the counter even harder to maintain balance as he slams into me hard. I feel so full of his colossal cock. I swear he is in my stomach. I love being filled to the hilt with Malik's manhood. I have to admit that man was blessed. Where most men had either length or girth, Malik had a long, fat dick, allowing him to hit every erogenous spot with delectable precision, providing me with the sweetest pleasure. He rotates his hips, causing me to clamp down on him as he slowly drags all the way out and teases my entrance with shallow thrusts. He rotates his hips, causing me to clamp down on him as he slowly drags all the way out and teases my entrance with shallow thrusts of just the thick, girthy head of his dick before sinking back into me deeply and massaging my cervix in a way that has me clenching my thighs. I love the rough way in which Malik fucks and dominates my body. He renders me immobile, controlling each thrust and roll of our hips with one hand clamped bruisingly tight on my hip and the other on my neck, keeping my body pinned to the countertop. I own this pussy, baby girl. I fuck my girl so good. Your pussy loves my demon dick. Malik grunts. Shut the fuck up before you make me dry, Malik. Most men want to talk women out their panties, not back in them. I exclaim agitatedly, chasing the euphoric feeling of his dick slamming into me. I needed a good fuck, and I wasn't going to let his big mouth ruin my desire to come. I rock my hips as best I can, meeting him thrust for thrust as he dicks me down so damn good that I go cross-eyed. I loudly scream as my orgasm hits me in waves, causing me to convulse violently around his dick. I don't give a fuck if we're in a public bathroom or who might hear me as he picks up his pace until his dick twitches inside me and runs out his own release. I go slack against the counter, the endorphins coursing through my veins like a hit of heroin, too busy to care about what diseases may be on this nasty-ass bar bathroom countertop. Malik peppers the sweaty nape of my neck with kisses, sending shivers down my spine as his warm tongue licks down my neck to the curve of my spine between my shoulder blades. As I calm down from ecstasy, I feel my stomach churn with dread. For Malik, our bathroom sexcapades were probably a celebration of sorts from us completing our CIA training program at Camp Peary, or the farm, as we like to call it. However, for me, I just needed to get my rocks off. Even if it were just in the bathroom of a shitty dive bar in Williamsburg, Virginia, where we were celebrating with our colleagues. When Malik slips his dick out of me, I felt a cold gust of wind hit my clammy skin and my inner thighs become coated with my sexual release. I pull my body upright and swipe between my thighs with some of the cheap, thin brown paper towels and dispenser on the counter. I quickly redress and fix my appearance in the mirror. So, when we return to our coworkers, they'll be none the wiser. Or at least pretend not to know that Malik and I have been fucking like rabbits since we met at the farm. I let out a slow, deep breath and turn to Malik, who flashes me a flirty, broad smile, revealing his beautiful white teeth against his thick lips. Malik is one of the most handsome men I've ever laid eyes on, with his broad, sculpted, tall frame and smooth, walnut brown skin. He's brilliant beyond belief, and his superpower is turning his cocky attitude into charisma that can dazzle even the most chaste woman out of her granny panties. But we just didn't vibe. He could make my pussy wet, but not my heart flutter. Therefore, I couldn't commit to this amazing man because he left me feeling internally lukewarm. I thought of continuing the sex once we got back into the real world, but it'd be a cruel torture to use someone and discard them like a snot rack. I held onto the counter until my knuckles hurt, mustering up the courage to end this hookup. Friends with benefits? Hell, I don't even know what the fuck this is between us that started on a whim during the farm's orientation after party. A one-night stand that turned into months of us setting the bed sheets on fire or any place we could fuck. His eyes narrow on my face quizzically, trying to read my feelings behind my aloof, masked expression. He lets out a low, nervous laugh and opens his mouth, my name rolling off his tongue like a smooth R&B singer. Constance. But I interrupt him knowing that declaration that's about to fall from those beautiful soft lips. I think it'd be in our best interest to end things once we're off the farm and back in D.C. These cheap sex thrills were a fun pastime while we were in this bubble at Camp Peary, but professionally, I just think we shouldn't shit where we eat, you know? The words rush out my mouth like verbal diarrhea. His face cracks and those gorgeous obsidian brown eyes fill with shock, anger, and hurt. Constance, I'd understand your concern if we weren't in the same department, but I'm in organized crime and you're in arms control. Who would be any wiser if we tried to give this thing? Malik suggests, gesturing his fingers between us and persists. This sexual relationship, I guess? I mean, we never defined what we are, come to think of it. But you're definitely my girl. That's what I know, at least in my head. Let me take you out on a date to convince you, baby girl. I'm a woman, not to mention a black woman, in a good old boy dominated field. Our fucking instructors at the farm nicknamed me Beauty Queen. I don't want to blur the professional lines with an office romance when I'm, or were, so new to our careers, you know. I dismissively respond, feeling my stomach turn somersaults from guilt of hurting a close friend and confidant over these past months. Malik bites his full bottom lip deep in thought, causing my body to react, clearly not getting the notion that we were ending all things with him, no matter how good his demon dick was. My nipples pebbled, and the simple gesture of him chewing on his lip had my body strung taut like a guitar string. He heads towards the bathroom door to leave, but before he closes it, his beautiful face fills the small space where he left the door ajar. My eyes collide with his beautiful face. Those dark, cold, black eyes glimmer with mischief, and he declares, "Constance, you'll be my woman one day, that I can promise you. This moment is the right person, just the wrong time. I can guarantee that, so remember this moment. Your stubbornness is damn sexy, baby girl." I roll my eyes and cross my arms over my chest, unable to let out the breath I didn't know I was holding until I was finally alone again. I looked around me, taking in my surroundings. I couldn't predict the future, but Malik's declaration was far from romantic, considering I was standing in the grimy family restroom of a dingy bar. I wiped my hands on my yoga pants, trying not to think about the germs on the bathroom counter, hoping that Malik didn't hold his breath in fear, that he would suffocate on his delusional dreams. There was a woman in this world out there for him, but hell, me, Constance Townsend, was not the one. No matter how good we'd fucked, nothing could convince me that we were meant to be. 5 years later, fate had a funny way of spewing its bullshit when I least expected it. I flopped down on the couch next to the man who dominated my dreams for many, many years after our lives romped in a dirty-ass public restroom. Malik was fine with a capital F, yet his mouth had a way of drying up my coochie even a half a decade later. The man could be so damn annoying that if he ever got kidnapped by our enemy, they'd personally bring him back to U.S. soils. He sits bare-chested in nothing but basketball shorts, revealing his insanely fit muscular chest and abdomen. Oh, how I miss licking that smooth chestnut brown skin of his and feeling his muscles ripple as he takes in deep breaths as my tongue travels to his colossal dick. I clench my thighs together, trying to relieve some of the throbbing and heat happening between my thighs from being in such close proximity to my kryptonite, Malik's devil dick. I shook my head trying to focus on the Jazz versus the Lakers game on the television. Malik and I were back in the same spot together due to a work assignment after many, many years of rarely seeing each other, or me mainly avoiding him. I needed to keep things professional. He had tried to make a move on me when we first moved into this small apartment together in San Antonio, Texas, for the CIA mission, but I quickly shut him down. Over the past 6 months, Malika and I had been working this huge, potential, career-making Mexican cartel mission that forced our departments together to get intel on the illegal arms dealings with gangs starting in Texas and moving into California, Nevada, and even Arizona. I am so close to my next promotion that I could fucking taste it. And I wasn't going to let a ride on this man's dick cause me to lose sight of my big picture career goal and implode my life. But my clitoris throbbed at the brush of his knee against my thigh as he manspread his legs wider. My eyes roamed down his nylon-clawed muscular thighs. When he widens his legs, the black material of his basketball shorts stretches across his crotch, revealing the imprint of his big cock, making my mouth water. My nipples harden under the thin cotton of my oversized black t-shirt. I'd probably be this horny if I were living with any man, if I'm being honest with myself. It had been months since I got in some good D. The ache from the sexual hunger between my legs was driving me slowly insane. Because my pussy was so well attuned to Malik's body, his scent, hell, even the sound of his annoyingly sexy, deep baritone voice. I toyed with my hair, forcing my stare away from Malik and back onto the screen. I will be out of your hair soon, baby girl. It seems like today you worked your magic on our boy Perez, and he's ready to cough up their trade routes and process in no time, Malik says with a sparkle in those beautiful obsidian dark eyes as his fingers softly brushed against my exposed upper thigh. The innocent touch set me on fire, making flames of desire course across my skin like he'd caressed every erogenous zone on my body. Malik was right. This could be our last night together, which was a good thing. If I can make it through tonight, then I'd be away from temptation and back in the world in DC, pretending like this man no longer existed. Perez, a disgruntled local gang member, had become an informant and mole in a Mexican drug cartel. It wouldn't be long before he cracked as I kept playing mental warfare games with him, making him think I was falling for him and that his boss and the men he once called his brothers were against him. God, men were so easy to control when they thought pussy was on the table for them. Many great men had fallen to their knees because they couldn't say no to getting their dick wet. And it seemed like members of the Mexican cartel weren't immune to it either. Yeah, I can't wait. I miss being home in DC. I would definitely not move to Texas with their crazy weather and it being the home for every allergen known to man. My fingers are definitely crossed that tonight will be our last night. I babble, trying to shrink myself into the corner of the couch in fear that if his body makes the slightest contact with mine, that I'll wrap my body around him like a spider monkey and demand him to drag me to both heaven and hell with that devil dick of his. So let's celebrate with some alcohol and games, Malik states, wiggling his brows at me as he goes into the kitchen and comes back with shot glasses and a large handle of Tito's handmade vodka. I watch him through narrowed eyes because if dude suggests we play strip poker, I'm going to punch him in the face and lock myself in my room for the rest of the night because I was already walking the tightrope between giving into my sexual desires and keeping things lukewarm between us. What do you have in mind? I ask, hoping my breath didn't sound as shaky to him as it does to me. Malik shuffles with some dusty board games and card decks on a shelf in the small living room of his apartment. He waves a card deck in front of my face that says these cards will get you drunk. I roll my eyes as he sits cross-legged across from me on the floor behind the coffee table. He pours us two shots and I clink my glass to his, knowing that only chaos could ensue from playing a game with drunk in the title. After 3 hours and splitting a bottle of vodka between us, I couldn't stop giggling as we rehashed our memories of the farm. I lay sprawled out on my back on the couch, my stomach hurting from all the giggling and my head feeling fuzzy from the alcohol. I looked towards Malik and his coal black eyes were filled with sexual hunger as he licked his tongue across his bottom lip, making my mouth become dry and arousal dampen the seat of my panties. I was rendered immobile by his gaze as he crawls to me from his place on the floor. His face was inches away from mine, and I don't know who moved first, but our mouths clashed hard as he kissed me roughly, stealing the breath from my body. Malik sent a shiver down my spine as his large, strong hand stroked my sides and the swell of my naked breast beneath my oversized sleep shirt. He devours my mouth so intensely that I can feel the springs in the cheap couch as he looms over my body, only breaking the kiss to whisk my shirt over my head. His hungry gaze drinks in my body like he's recommitting my nakedness to his memory or cataloging what has changed about it over the past 5 years we've been apart. He tweaks my nipples, causing the swollen peaks to become more stiff as he yanks the small cotton thong from my body. Malik spreads my thighs wide, placing my heels on his broad shoulders. I let out a loud, throaty groan when I feel his tongue make contact with my sensitive pussy lips. He licks my hot, wet slit from my perineum to the top of my mouth, making a detour to swirl and suck on my clitoris until I feel like I'm on the precipice of pleasure. I let out an annoyed whimper when he pulls away from me and flips me over until I'm on all fours. Wraps the fucking back of the couch, Malik growls through labored breathing, only giving me a second to grasp the back of the couch before my breath is knocked out of me as he goes to town on my hot, wet core from behind, unleashing every tongue trick in the world onto my needy, greedy, sopping, wet pussy. My body uncontrollably shakes and my voice goes hoarse from my loud shrills of ecstasy that will probably cause a noise complaint from our neighbors. My lower stomach begins to tighten, and every muscle goes tight in my body as Malik inserts three thick fingers into my pussy, massaging my walls until I feel my essence drip down my inner thighs. He blows on my clitoris in between, rubbing it with the heel of his palms as he hits my G-spot until my release squirts out of me. I convulse around his fingers, clenching my thighs together and throwing back my head as I shriek out my orgasm. Malik pulls me back by my hair and shoves his fingers into my mouth, making me taste the salty sweetness of my sexual release before loudly whispering in my ear, "I'm going to fuck you so good, baby girl. I'm going to leave you so sore and make you come so many times tonight that if someone ever says my name in your presence, the thought of tonight will have you coming on the spot. Your pussy is mine, and I plan on leaving my claim so you know that no other man can fuck you better than I can." I suck in a breath from his declaration as Malik pulls away from me. I hear the rustling of a condom wrapper before he teases my entrance and slams into my swollen, slick folds so hard that the old, cheap couch rattles. He bites the side of my neck, licking and sucking the perspiration off my body and groaning like he's tasted the sweetest treat. Malik wraps my hair into his fist, holding me into place, my fingers gripping harder into the back of the couch as he mercilessly pounds into my hot, wet pussy until my vision blurs and I swear I see fireworks. My hot, wet core clamps down on his dick, causing him to come as hard as me before collapsing on my body. Damn, my body, Miss Malik. I swear, that was probably the best sex I had in a while, if ever. I'm so exhausted and my limbs feel heavy from the alcohol. I try to fight my sleep, but I don't stand a chance with my war against the Sandman as darkness overtakes my body. Texas heat, Malik's terrible choices in music, and What a Burger were going to be the death of me when we were on these long-ass stakeouts, waiting for Perez to give us the signal to meet him. I wiped the sweat from my forehead, already aware that my baby hairs would no longer be laid. A tragedy. I asked myself every night, how could the sun have set ages ago and it still be triple digit heat at almost midnight? Fucking Texas, I swear, I couldn't wait to leave this state. Not only would I be leaving all the things I hated about Texas behind, but also the Pandora box of lust that I opened with Malik. I had avoided him all day until I absolutely had no choice but to be in the forced confinements of a Dodge Charger with him for this stakeout. I checked the screen of my burner phone again, my shoulders slumping and my agitation building when I saw no text messages from our Mexican cartel home. I keep hoping and praying to God that Perez will come through tonight and that the building that we're staking out is truly one of the biggest shipment warehouses the cartel uses to smuggle their illegal arms onto U.S. soil. The excitement of gaining intel on one of the biggest arm deal shipments had my mouth salivating from the thought of a big career success. I smelled victory in the air and could definitely taste it on the tip of my tongue. But patience was definitely a virtue I never quite made an acquaintance. I fidgeted in my seat, breathing in the notes of bergamot, sandalwood, and Malik's natural musk as he cranks up the AC to make the Dodge Charger feel less like an oven. A myriad of unwanted images flash across my mind as I become drunk on his scent, while the vivid memories of us fucking create the erotic soundtrack to accompany last night's vision of ecstasy floating around in my head. I chance a glance over to Malik sitting in the driver's seat, and I'm greeted with a beautiful pearly white smile on his handsome face, causing my heartbeat to race and my skin to break out in goosebumps. Fuck! It hadn't been even 24 hours and my pussy was hungering for the feel of Malik between my thighs. I squirm in my seat as desire pulls between my thighs and I think about the feel of Malik's tongue licking, sucking, and fucking my pussy. Malik was a lot of things, but a pussy-eating champion was his greatest talent. The way that man made my body sing when his mouth touched me between my thighs was undeniable. Malik tugs my chin between his fingers, his thumb stroking my bottom lip, causing my breath to quicken from arousal. I wanted to whip his dick out and sink down on it and ride his cock until daybreak, but I couldn't throw away my life for the man's devil dick. It was fucking insanity. Staring into his big, deep brown eyes, I felt guilt rise and churn in my stomach like battery acid. This beautiful, nice man thought that we were meant to be. I could still see it in his eyes over these past few months of us being forced together on a work mission. His feelings were on the line again, and I felt like a total bitch if I stomped all over his heart for the second time in less than a decade. I gave him a smile, trying to avoid the conversation about feelings and the phenomenal fuck we had last night as long as possible. I moved my head out of his grasp and began to pretend to be busy on my phone. Well, eventually have to discuss that hot ass fuck hookup we had last night, baby girl, Malik says, turning down the music. I roll my eyes, Exhaling a breath and stepping out of the car. I'm tired of sitting in the car waiting and my legs need a nice stretch. I'm going to walk towards the warehouse and see if I hear or see anything. I'm tired of waiting for fucking Perez, I state, my impatience and agitation growing stronger. Constance, you're being irrational. We need to wait for him to give us the tip that the close is clear. I don't think it's a good idea. Constance, come back. Malik loudly whispers, stepping out of the car as I swiftly and stealthily march towards the warehouse. Finally, I feel like I can breathe now that I'm out of the cramped car and out of the presence of my hookup that I have begun to regret the longer the minutes ticked away. I was a small woman, barely above average height, and I had a petite frame making the ideal body for a spy. I'm able to fit my body into small spaces in tight places, easily blending in with others and objects. I felt dauntless as I made my way closer to the warehouse. It was oddly quiet. Only the whistling of a slight breeze and the distant rustling of trees swaying in the night were the only audible noises. I constantly watched my surroundings as I made my way to the side door next to the industrial steel garage doors of the warehouse. Peeking into the window, I saw no movement and only distant dim lights. I jimmied the door until I hear the promising click of the lock being disengaged. Feeling exhilaration from feeding my need for a little adventure from time to time, I hear another click and smell accelerant, turning a few seconds too late as a loud explosion shakes the building, launching my small body into the air like a Navair spike missile. I can only hear ringing in my ears, my vision blurred as flames dance across the warehouse. Fuck. How could I be such a dumbass? I touch my forehead, feeling the wetness covering my face, but I can't quite focus on the sticky substance on my hands as I feel myself slowly lose consciousness. I feel a dull, throbbing pain in my temple. My throat feels like I'm swallowing fiery sandpaper, and I swear my limbs are being weighed down by pianos. I try to scream from the searing pain of the bright lights, but I feel only needles in my throat while hot tears pour from my eyes. Immediately, the room submerges into darkness, with only a small amount of light finding its way into the room from underneath a closed door and the light that comes in from behind a curtain of the windows. I hear a muffled voice on the phone and the door quietly opens, but I'm afraid to open my eyes in fear that if I do, the dull throbbing in my temple will only worsen. I feel a gentle stroking of my hair and will all the courage and strength in my body to open my eyes. Hey, you're awake. Here's some ice chips to help the dryness of your throat. I'll call the doctor to come and check on you and explain everything that's happened. She quietly says, giving me a few ice chips that feel like heaven as they melt on my tongue and soothe my dry throat. The bed sags beside me, causing me to jump until I'm greeted by Malik's handsome face. His eyes are filled with concern when he grabs my hand and holds it tightly. At least I'm not alone wherever this place is. I have a familiar face with me. Malik, what happened? I rasp out through a fit of coughs. He calms me with the gentle stroking of my hair before responding. There was an explosion. I fight the piercing, sharp pain I feel coursing through my body and drag myself up faster than Malik can remote control the bed into a seated position. My eyes slowly adjusted to the dark room. I take in my surroundings and my clothing, realizing that I'm in a hospital room. Ignoring the feeling of an ice pick in the back of my skull, I question, "Oh shit, is everyone else at the farm okay?" Malik moves back as if I've slapped him, and his facial expressions contort with confusion as he asks, "The farm?" I roll my eyes and huff out. "I get we're in the hospital, but it's just me and you. We can talk about Camp Perry." His jaw falls open like a dead fish before he snaps his mouth closed and stares at me like I need a one-way ticket to a loony bin. Malik opens his mouth to respond again, but the door to the room swings open and an older white man in a white lab coat and scrubs enters the room. Malik resumes his place on the bed beside me, grabbing my hand for comfort. "Are you okay if I speak freely in front of your friend, or does he need to leave the room?" the doctor questions before starting the conversation. "I don't want to be left alone in the hospital. I had too many horrible nights in the hospital over the years. As the closest people to me all died one by one." I squeeze Malik's hand tightly and I nod at the door, giving him permission to speak with Malik by my side. The doctor introduces himself to us and uses words like traumatic brain injury and explains to me that I was in a coma for a few days, but I should be back to my old self after taking it easy and doing some work. Apparently, I hit my head hard from the impact of the explosion, and I'm lucky to have survived with a brain injury, a fracture to my wrist and skull, and minimal burns. How long will I be off work? Will that hurt my start date with my unit at work? What did I miss while I was in the coma? Did Ariana and Pete Davidson elope? Did I miss Meghan Markle marrying Prince Harry? I rambled to Malik, thinking about how eagerly I've been waiting to watch the royal wedding. A disconcerting expression passes between the doctor and Malik before the doctor asks me, "Miss Townsend, what's today's date?" Well, I lost a few days while in a coma, so I think that would make today like a Tuesday maybe, right? So last week was the end of April, so it'd be like, what, May 1st, 2018? If I had to take a shot in the dark, I say, shrugging, biting my lip. Malik and the doctor stared back at me with expressions of shock on their faces. Malik strokes my hands and says, "Constance, baby girl, it's April of 2023. I let out giggles because Malik loved to play pranks on me, but I see lines of worry marring his gorgeous face as I peer into his eyes. What the fuck? I've never seen this man more serious in my life. "I'll have to run some tests and order some scans, but you may be suffering with a post-traumatic brain injury causing retrograde amnesia," the doctor says lightly. I feel hot tears leave my eyes as I burrow my face into Malik's shoulder. "It's okay. I'm here for you, baby girl. Don't worry. We will make sure this works out," he whispers between kisses on the top of my head. Retrograde amnesia? Not only did I not remember the accident that landed me in the hospital, but I couldn't remember the past 5 years of my life, apparently. What was I going to do? Poor Constance Townsend. Could you imagine waking up and not only unable to remember the events that put you in the hospital, but the last 5 years of your life are just poof, gone? Will having Malik to lean on be a curse or a blessing for her? Be sure to tune in next week for part 2 of the story. Let me know what you think will happen next in my DMs on Instagram. If you can't wait until next week for part 2, then join the exclusive Patreon community for early access. Ta-ta for now. Until next time. Oh, so hot and sexy bedtime stories from Lala's Bedtime.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Erotic Tale. For more erotic stories, sex tips, love advice, and sexual education, check out lalasbedtimetales.com and add me on Instagram for more erotic and sensual content at lalasbedtimetales. Please comment and share your fave sexy bedtime stories with erotica enthusiasts like you and me. Ta-ta until next time, sexies.